Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bose. In the latest set of developments in the return to work story, and amidst a rise in COVID-19 cases with surges in the Delta variant across the country, many large employers are now requiring COVID-19 vaccinations for their employees before they are allowed to return to workplaces. Here are just a couple of examples. Starting in September, Microsoft will require their employees, company vendors, and their guests to show proof they received the COVID-19 vaccination before entering any company buildings in the United States. Tyson Foods, one of the largest meat processors in the world, said this week it will require its employees, that's about 120,000 people, to get vaccinated against coronavirus, and will give $200 to all frontline employees who show proof of their vaccination. Some other companies who have announced that their workers will be required to show proof of vaccination upon returning to workplaces include Facebook, Google, Adobe, MGM Resorts, and The Washington Post. And finally, some other companies, most notably Google and Apple, have postponed their return date to offices from September to October due to concerns of rising Delta variant cases and giving their employees more time to get vaccinated if they have not already done so. As a reminder, U.S. Justice Department lawyers said last week federal law does not stop private companies and federal agencies for requiring workers to get vaccinations. Lots of hospitals and healthcare systems across the U.S. have already required their employees to be vaccinated, but now we're seeing these vaccination requirements spread to all parts of industry. I know the return to work and the reopening of offices has been a difficult process and a moving target for many organizations. Employee vaccination requirements are now one more thing to consider as you start to bring your employees back to workplaces. Or perhaps you consider letting your employees stay remote even longer into the fall or maybe even to the winter. We'll continue to follow the return to work story on the HR Happy Hour show. That's it for the show today. To hear the full show archive, please visit hrhappyhour.net.